are continuing on in this mini course, and this week we are focusing on what the different types of spiritual gifts are. So we'll kind of go through that list and then reach some discussion questions on that. So for our references today was a webpage from BibleStudyTools.com. The link is there if you want to kind of read more about what we're talking about. So kicking off with administration, this is the first spiritual gift we're talking about. And so administration is someone who really helps with long-term goals. Some of their kind of personality traits are, you know, inclined to remain on task, they're very organized, they facilitate processes, and they kind of have this supervisor role. So from 1 Corinthians 12, verse 28, which this kind of chapter goes over a lot of the different spiritual gifts, says, "And God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles, second, prophets, third, teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kinds of tongues." So I think administration can kind of, you know, look like a lot of different things,
right,
depending
right.
on the space you're in. And that verse kind of, you know, it talks about the structure, but I also think you could be an administrator in a lot of different types
right.
of roles.
Right, you could be an administrator in more of a guidance, helping sense, or maybe more so in a leadership role, like a teacher.
Right.
You know, so there's, yeah, I think there's a lot of ways that that spiritual gift can be utilized.
For sure.
Another spiritual gift, kind of continuing on, is leadership, which can go very hand in hand with administration or mm-hmm. not. But leadership is encouraging and helping others build the kingdom of God, motivating them, you know, diligent, caring, a slave of Christ and servant to those they lead. So, you know, even thinking about the Apostle Paul and the leadership that he shows in mm-hmm. the Bible. And I love this verse from Romans 12:8. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. And if it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. And, you know, if it's to lead, you know, doing it diligently. And so I love how that's noted as such a huge part of leadership, is that, you know, that servant-hearted leader who is leading with just such diligence and care and, you know, bringing that motivation. I like how it even talks about some of the other gifts there, like mercy or even mm-hmm. encouragement and things like that.
Yeah, they all kind of fit together. And then teaching, so this is instructing in truths and doctrines of God's word. They're very effective communicators. They're able to communicate important information. They facilitate understanding and growth, so, you know, not just delivering the message, but engaging with people on it. And then they're often very logical or systematic. And I think knowledge kind of goes well with this. You know, this is teaching of discipleship. They have the ability to learn, know, and explain God's word. And then Ephesians 4, verse 11 says, "So Christ gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers." And I think these all kind of, again, connect together and can look like different things depending on, you know, who the gift is given
right,
to you
absolutely.
And the context they're in.
And then kind of continuing on here to wisdom, you know, that's the ability to discern the works of the Holy Spirit and to really apply those teachings and, you know, aligning that up with our actions. And, you know, again, the book of Proverbs is really huge on some of that wisdom that you can discern, and even just everyday wisdom, as well as the wisdoms of the truth of being a Christian, being saved. And then prophecy is proclaiming the word of God with boldness. And so I love those, again, examples from Acts 15 of Silas and Judas just proclaiming the gospel. And then Romans 12:6, we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesying in accordance with your faith.
Yeah, I love that verse. And I think you can kind of almost substitute out like the different gifts with the word prophesying there, where, you know, if your gift is wisdom, use your wisdom in accordance with your faith. And it really does get into, you know, each person can use it differently, but, you know, it is a gift from God and it must be in accordance with our faith and
Absolutely.
With what the Bible says.
I love that.
So discernment, this is the ability to recognize the truth about a situation. So 1 Corinthians 12 verse 10 says, "To another, distinguishing between the spirits." So yeah, this can come in a lot of different forms, and we actually have a mini course on discernment. So if you want to kind of dive more into what discernment looks like, you know, I think that can be not only a gift but also a skill.
Right.
So there's a lot to dive into there. And then exhortation, this is one that I never really knew the definition of personally, but it really is about enthusiasm and encouragement, the ability to motivate others. And I love the example of Barnabas, as, you know, his name means son of encouragement.
Yeah, I would agree that I didn't really know what that one meant. Like, almost you think, like, it almost sounds like scolding, not like encouraging.
Yeah.
And I just took a spiritual guest myself, and we'll talk probably more about when we start talking about discerning your own. Mm-hmm. But I took a debt, and that was the number one one I got. And
I was like, what? Actually, I thought of you when I was researching this. Oh, I was like, this is definitely Abby, too. Like, she has the ability just to... Raise others up and make them feel good.
Nice. But yeah, it was one of those things where I was like, I just didn't even know what that one meant.
Yeah.
And then when it showed
up,
I'm like, and then shepherding is really looking out for the spiritual welfare of others and caring. And a lot of people with shepherding gifts might do some of the like pastoral counseling or care or visitation. And then faith is trusting God to fulfill his plan, also encouragement, tithing, and then with that, and displaying confidence in Christ, conviction to just really stand firm in faith. And 1 Corinthians 12:9, to another faith by the same Spirit, and to another a gift of healing by that one Spirit. And so we see faith being brought up as just such an important gift from the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. And evangelism, so this is, you know, the building up of the church, leading others to Christ. I would say outreach, you know, confidence, again, connecting back to faith, you know, ability to defend one's beliefs all fit into that gift. Apostleship also connects well with evangelism. You know, these people are really motivators. They can be church planters or missionaries, people who are really willing to look beyond the walls, kind of reaching the strangers, reaching those who might not have, you know, heard the message of good news. And 1 Corinthians 12:28 says, and God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles. So that was going back to that
right,
first verse we shared and outlining, you know, this role that God really has placed in the church and having that as a gift as well.
And then service is, you know, helping those in need and giving that practical assistance. And so, you know, again, a lot of these are doing service in some way, but I really like this kind of specification of, like, you are really giving them that practical assistance that they might need. So, you know, we see many of our students serving maybe a homeless population or widows or something like that, and I think that's such an important gift to have. And then the gift of mercy, compassion, kind, gentle, responding to the emotional and spiritual needs. And so I, again, love that example. Again, with those in prison, they need that kind of care and that gentle response and the different spiritual needs that we might be having. And so mercy is a huge one. In 2 Timothy 1:16, may the Lord show mercy to the household of, how would you say
that? Oh, Onesiphorus.
Samantha, there you go, you got it. Because he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains.
Yeah, I really like that verse, like the word refreshed. And also, you know, this was when Paul was in prison. And I just like that concept of, you know, Onesiphorus came to him, not ashamed that he was in jail, not making the situation feel uncomfortable. And I really do think that is a gift to have that, you know, overflowing compassion where you can really just identify with someone that is in a tougher place. And giving. So this is the liberal sharing of material resources and doing that with cheerfulness and not concerned about receiving anything in return. And using the example of Abigail bringing resources, you know, food to David when he was in the wilderness, she just felt the call of God to gather a bunch of things and use that to as a witness to David. Hospitality, making people feel welcomed, appreciated, wanted, serving those in need of food, lodging, other resources like that, and again, reaching the strangers. And then the example there, Acts 6:14-15, the story of Lydia and how she really was an example of hospitality and also giving of her home.
Yeah, love that example. And there's a lot of others to be highlighted here. And some of these, again, I think miracles, tongues, healing, a lot of those can go hand in hand in, you know, again, healing is a miracle performed. Receiving tongues is definitely a miracle and being able to, you know, interpret tongues as well. So those are, again, important gifts. And, you know, martyrdom, I even love that being mentioned. I'm in church history in my master's program. And so kind of looking a lot at people like Polycarp and the people that have just sacrificed for their faith. It is so inspirational, and it really is. It's a gift to have that boldness. Celibacy and preaching and speaking, you know, again, that preaching gift of being able to share the word and share it in a way that really motivates others, and speaking kind of more maybe in a general sense of being able to, you know, speak and encourage others.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that list can go on. As we noted, you know, there isn't an explicit list in the Bible necessarily of what the spiritual gifts are, of what they aren't. So, you know, we encourage you to look back through these slides that we've shared, maybe dive into the ones that you are interested in or that you maybe feel you don't know a lot about. Right. Research these on your own. That was a lot of information and a lot to digest, so we definitely encourage you to look back through and maybe, you know, read some of those, you know, we shared verses, but reading the whole chapters and those passages to kind of dive more into this topic. So we do have some reflection questions to share. So what are some other examples of biblical figures with spiritual gifts that we see in the scriptures? So we shared some there, but I definitely think there are more to be had, and maybe some that aren't even listed explicitly, but just kind of exemplify some of those characteristics we share. So diving into that would be, you know, an interesting exercise.
Yeah, and then another kind of question to think about is, you know, what do you think makes people feel confident and effective with their spiritual gifts versus maybe what might make them feel disconnected or insignificant in their gifts? And, you know, again, as we were going through that list, there's so many where I'm like, wow, it's just such a great gift. But it's like, I want to say that about all of them. They are all such great gifts. But how it can go is, yeah, sometimes there is feelings of insignificant in our gifts that, you know, we're having or the roles that we're having in a moment. So I think those are important questions to reflect on, maybe people in your life as well as your own life.
Yeah, for sure. And just, you know, the power to empower others in their spiritual gifts and make them feel confident is a really important trait. And then as we look forward to the next session, we'll be kind of diving into more about discerning and discovering your own spiritual gifts. So we wanted to kind of pose the question, what has been your journey so far with that process? Maybe including what do you feel your spiritual gifts are currently, or, you know, what are you looking to get from this process of, you know, discernment?
Absolutely. So I love that question as well. And like I said, I happened to take an assessment again, but it was really good to like re-dive in. And like, I've seen some things stay kind of consistent, but it's also, again, like we talked about in one of the other sessions, it's cool to kind of see how God continues to shape those gifts and kind of move them. And yeah, sometimes just the differenceness of the results and stuff that I get, and, you know, what people will maybe say that they might discern as something they're noticing as a gift. So I'm definitely looking forward to digging into next week about discerning that further.
Me too. I am as well.